You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Igniting Souls Ignite-a-thon. And I'd like to know, let us down in the know down in the comments, is this your first Ignite-a-thon or have you seen this before? I'm going to share with you a little bit about what it is. I also want to know who's joining us. Tell us where you're from. Super excited because the Ignite-a-thon is all about celebrating. And I'm a person who loves to celebrate wins. That's huge to me. And I brought a couple friends on tonight that are going to help celebrate with us. So I'll introduce them in a minute. But just first, I want to tell you what the Ignite-a-thon is all about. The goal is to ignite 100 million souls by the year 2030. And if you don't know what igniting a soul is anything from helping people to go out there and be and do what they're created to be and do. So it can be through your books. It can be through your content, your social medias, a video. But there's so many different ways to ignite the souls. And I'd like to know, how are you igniting souls? So let us know down below. But we've been tracking this. And this is something, I don't know the numbers yet. So I'm super excited to find out. We'll have to figure it out. But we actually have a form. And it's called the Ignite-a-thon form. So that will go out in the comments. You'll see it there. Thank you so much, Michelle. Appreciate you putting that out there. And with that Ignite-a form, you can go and you can fill out and help us know how many souls you are helping us ignite. This is all together. This is not just igniting souls, ice, but this is actually all of us together collectively working together to ignite souls. So it's not just a company that's tracking its impact. It's actually, even though that's important, that's not even what it's about. It's actually about celebrating because it's rejuvenating. It also helps you. And the two people I'm going to share with you in just a minute, they're going to get to share about how it's helped them. But when you are tracking quarterly what you're doing and the impact that you're making, it's a good business practice to track your growth and to see the impact that you are making personally. So quarterly, we're asking you to go and fill out that form, the Ignite-a-thon form. So first, without further ado, I want to share a little bit with you, with my friend, Sarah. Now, Sarah, can you share with us a little bit about your personal story?
Yes. So I am a working mom and soon to be author of Team Unhackable. And back in 2020, when Carrie launched the Unhackable book, I really believe that books find you at the right time. And I was going through, you know, a corporate restructure with a brand new team. And it really gave me the tools I needed to make sure that we not only survived, but thrived during that time. Mm-hmm. And when the opportunity came to be able to write a book with Unhackable Press, I knew I had to write about Team Unhackable because we really are all, just like you said, Renee, we're all better together and in this together. And I really wanted to give other companies and other managers the tools to make sure they weren't leaving any of their team members behind. And right now, you know, you hear about the great resignation and people changing jobs and just so much change in the marketplace, but there really are tools out there to really help people make sure that they're recognizing their employees' achievements, they're allowing them to grow, and they're able to have that flow state for maximum success. And so I'm just very excited to keep sharing the Unhackable message through Team Unhackable.
That's so exciting. And what I just heard you say is that a book ignited your soul.
Absolutely.
And because of Carrie writing Unhackable, now you are writing a book that is empowering and rippling out and making a huge impact. And I know it's launching soon. Excited for you. It's going to be amazing because you're right. People need that. And did you say the name of your book?
It's Team Unhackable.
Team Unhackable. So Team Unhackable. Amazing. So as you are out there and you're igniting other souls, I know that your message is going to make a huge impact. Can you tell us, even right now, you already are. It's not just a book. It's not that you have to have a book in order to ignite souls. So how else, like how in your everyday life are you igniting souls right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really just any person that you encounter. You know, we never know anyone's story, and just really getting to know where they are, but just small acts of kindness, sharing what's working, you know, not being afraid to put yourself out there. I know after everything we've been through, you know, people kind of just want to, you know, stay behind their four walls and not venture back out there. But I think, you know, getting back out there and not being afraid to talk about the things that you're really passionate about and that light you up so that you can, you know, just like what happened with me, you know, give that spark to someone else and who knows what amazing things they will do out there.
That's such good advice. And I remember meeting you for the first time at the Igniting Souls Professional Network. And I mean, you were someone that I instantly was like, wow, I mean, she speaks in such a way that it's inspiring and encouraging. I mean, it ignites my soul. So I can just imagine how you're doing that in your everyday life. So thank you for doing that, by the way.
Thank you.
And then last but not least, just tell us what words of encouragement do you have for someone who maybe is a step behind you?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I think, you know, we see people speaking and we think they have it all together. And I know you talk a lot, Renee, about comparison. But I just want people to know that I really am at the start of my author journey. But I have this amazing tribe behind me, encouraging me every step of the way. And, you know, Carrie talks about it, but all of us really talk about sometimes you just have to take that next step, that imperfect action. I created a landing page for the very first time today, and it took me a little bit of time, but you know, I'm so proud. So if you're thinking, hey, I just don't have it all together, these people look like they know what they're doing, you know, we're all learning it at the same time. And I think, you know, the more that you can be around people who are really working hard to get their message and their passion out there, there's just so much that we have to learn from each other. So don't be afraid to take that next step. It does not have to be perfect. You just have to get yourself out there.
That is so good. I love that you shared that. And so anyone who wants to learn more or keep updated about Team Unhackable, look in the comments. Thank you, Michelle. You can sign up to get the free unhackability assessment and also go to saragrandstaff.com. It's there in the comments so that you'll be able to keep up to date with what she's doing. And I just realized something. And Sarah, you're welcome to stick around with us. Love your presence. And Dana, I'm going to introduce you in just a second. I realized I didn't introduce myself. So let me tell you, I'm Renee Vidor, and no, I'm not Carrie. I do have hair, but Carrie will be here in a little bit. So he's going to surprise us on here probably in about 10 minutes or so. So we are filling in and he's out there igniting souls right now. So we are hopefully igniting your souls. And if you are on here right now and you just joined us, let us know where you're from. And let us know how you are igniting souls. We want to see from you as well. So next, we have my friend Dana Lyons. And Dana, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And
thanks for inviting me.
Yes, so good to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about your story? Tell us about you.
Oh, I love these because I just learned more about Sarah and you. That I was like, wow, we're so like-minded. But I just love this tribe. My story, well, I was a typical churchgoer. I sat in church, believed in God, and my life was a mess. And in 2003, God interrupted my life. I was physically sick. My marriage fell apart. And I thought I was going to just die and go to hell. And one day in 2003, God interrupted my life with one question. He said, Dana, do you want to get well? And I thought, what kind of question is that? Have you not heard my prayers? You know, we pray all these prayers. And he said, do you want to get well? I heard your prayers. Long story short, I said yes. And step by step for the next 2 years, God put me through his own personal boot camp. That's what I call it. And now 18 years later, I get to help other women who sit in church, who are broken, hurting, crying, and they are their biggest problem. And so I get to help them in their journey of wellness, of just gaining back life and having hope. Because really my story is there is hope and change is possible. And so often we are our biggest problem. And so how do we just take hold of that and step by step walk into the freedom that we've been given. So it's really my story.
That's so powerful. And that gives so much hope, even just you sharing that. I know a lot of times people are thinking that if they're feeling those kind of feelings, that they should keep it to themselves and that they should hide it because it's shameful in our culture, or that their life isn't even worth anything. Mm-hmm. So if you could tell us a little bit about how you personally are igniting souls with that amazing story that you are being authentic and willing to share. And we thank you for that.
Well, after that 2-year boot camp, God actually had me start a ministry called Broken But Not Alone. Because the truth is, we might be broken, but the truth is, we're not alone. So I started that in 2003. I brought it to 3 different states, and I'm now in Oregon. And I have 4 pillars of everything I do, whether it's that ministry or I'm working one-on-one with women weekly. And that is, I share hope. Because if I could share hope with one person, I could get you to make it another minute, another hour, another day. And if I could get you to make it another day, and I could share my story with you to show you that there is hope and that change is possible, then I inspire courage. Because courage is actually within you. Sometimes it just needs to be inspired, right? Or Carrie said it needs to be ignited. And so if I could inspire courage within you by sharing my story with you, that helps you take the next step. And when you take the next step, that builds your faith. That's 3. And then my 4th one is, I'm going to encourage you every step of the way. And it's just 4 pillars. And that usually ignites people to go, wow, I can make it. There is hope. I just have to do the next best thing. And this is really encouraging. I did it. I got a win, right? Those small wins that you talk about to celebrate. Too often we are focused so much on the big things. It's the little things that actually get us through the day. So it's kind of how I do it.
I love that. And while you're talking about that, okay, so currently it looks like it's not the most updated, but the last updated that I had for the Ignite-a-thon numbers, we were at 26,735,650. Okay, you guys, over 700. Okay, 26 million. Okay. Did anyone tell you that I'm really not good with numbers, especially millions? I'm not working with that all the time. Yes, wow. Very big number. But so maybe we can get that in the comments. But anyway, so a lot of souls being touched. And Dana, what are some of those ways that you've been able to add to the Ignite-a-thon form? And anyone who's watching, go and fill out the form, because it doesn't have to be perfect. Just like Sarah shared with us, it's not about perfection. We're about just helping to ignite souls. So if it's a video, if it's how many people are watching right now, your soul's probably being ignited. And you can add mine to it, because hearing these testimonies, hearing what's going on, and hearing how you, Sarah and Dana, are out inspiring other people, that's igniting my soul too. So Dana, what are some practical ways that you're doing that in your everyday life? And I know you have a book too.
I do have a book. It's called No Longer Cinderella, right? Because every woman, usually we want to be the loved, desired, beautiful one, chosen one, but often we feel like Cinderella, the rags, servant girl, the doormat, right? So ways I inspire, I wrote a book. I try to do videos. I have a Facebook group, a closed private Facebook group that's safe for women to share. I have a website called All One Ministries, where we offer hope and healing for every heart and every home. And then I mentor women throughout the week, women that are in my own community. So
that's awesome. So cool. Yeah. So definitely anyone watching, just like what Dana shared and what Sarah shared, go in, fill out the form from the last time. If it's your first time filling it out, then put all the different things. It's your Instagram followers. It's the video watches. It's the books that you've sold. If you're an author, it's the podcast downloads that you have, if you have a podcast. So think of all the ways that we are touching other people's lives through the message that we've been given. And what's one last thing? If you had a word of encouragement that you would have for someone, maybe, like we said, like maybe someone who's a step behind us, or maybe someone who would like to be in the place that you are, what's some encouragement you have? You shared so much already.
You know, I thought about this all day. What would I say to one person? And I actually have 3 in one, and that is, honor your own story and your own voice, because we all have one. We've got a voice, we have a story, and only we can steward that. And then two, don't compare yourself to anyone because your story is unique. And then three, just enjoy the journey because there's no failing. There's only learning. So enjoy it. It's really what I would say.
That is so good. That is so, so good. And thank you for sharing that. I know, like Sarah said, part of my message is about comparison and how we need to stop letting that get in our way. Mm-hmm. And that big number that if I could, right now I don't have access to the comments, but if I could, I'd go type it in there for you. 26,735,650. Yay, I did it. All right. But that's a big number. And to me, they all just kind of go together. But what is awesome is that we're going to see an update here in a little bit. And we're going to see all of you that are putting the souls in that you have ignited. So start doing that right now. Fill out the form if it's your first time, all the different aspects. If it's since the last quarter that we've done that, then do that as well. And look, we have the chief igniter that just joined us right now. So
hey, what's going on?
Hey, we are just here igniting souls. I mean, that's what we're doing. We hope so. Fantastic. I can't see any numbers. I don't know who all's watching, but I know that typically we have thousands that watch these on the replay.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Renee, can I say something really quick before Carrie takes over? Can I just thank you? Because you taught me something tonight. Because when you said, how many, you know, souls have you ignited? To tell you the truth, my mind goes blank because I think I don't think about that. I don't think about the number, but the way you said it tonight, I literally wrote it down. Track your growth. It was because you said those words, track your growth. It should encourage us and ignite us on how we ignite others. Because I just thought, I don't think of those things, but it's a great way to inspire ourselves by our own personal growth. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. It's awesome.
It's good.
Awesome. Well, you both dropped so many truth bombs. You're so helpful. And I know everyone who's watching was definitely inspired by you as well. So thank you so much for being my friends and my guest here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fantastic. Well, Renee.
Yes.
So we're here. And by the way, we got lots of great people sharing things here. So thank you, Elise. So Renee, let's talk a little bit about souls on fire, because I get all the time people say, you know, what does it mean to be a soul on fire? And I think that my definition is that it's someone who knows their identity, their purpose, and their direction. And a lot of times we think, well, gee, you know, that's a big, tall order. But really, it's a lot of the world's, you know, saying, who am I? And they don't know who they are. They don't have clarity. And let's even talk about some things you're doing, because hey, you're an author, and you have your book is called Measure Up.
Measuring Up. Yep.
Measuring Up. And you have the Winner Circle Starting, and Masterminds. And you were on my show not too long ago talking about the 18 streams of income.
Yes.
And you've been doing a bunch. So tell us a little bit what's been going on with you and the different streams of income that you have coming out, because folks, we're going to share a little teaching today on some of the 18 streams of income. Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to share a little bit authentically, because I know that that's part of who I am and it's part of my identity. So I do have several things going on right now, and I want people to know the truth behind that. I did launch Measuring Up back in right at the end of the pandemic there. So yes. It was Measuring Up. And I also at the same time launched the Winner Circle. And guys, it felt like a huge rush. It was difficult. It was something that didn't go the way I intended or planned. I mean, did anything in 2020, right? But that being said, it was really neat because I started seeing that people were being impacted and their souls were being ignited in ways that I'm like, who, me? What? And just knowing that, you know, God is using me no matter what. It doesn't matter if things go the way I plan or not. So it's been over a year now. And I knew that back in the summer, I realized I'm supposed to start a mastermind. So that is called the Winner's Pace Mastermind. And it is starting January 8th.
I love it.
And here's the thing. This is where I'm just going to be totally honest with you about how important it is to be a soul on fire and what that really looks like. Being a soul on fire, you might think it means rah, rah, I'm always happy. I'm always excited and everything is going well. And I'm just doing productive and I'm on fire. And I'm just here to say that there are times where you can be doing the best you can, but you don't feel the fire. Does not mean you're not a soul on fire.
Well, that's good.
What a soul on fire is somebody who continues to move forward and to take progress, knowing that it will all come together, that we can walk without our feelings. And as long as we're being obedient to what we're called to do, then we are impacting other people. So as I say that, I've been going through some times through the last few months. And personally, I think it's spiritual warfare because I'm about to do something out of my comfort zone pretty big. But even when it's been so difficult and I keep hitting walls and continue, you know, the things, right? Y'all know, I don't have to go into all that negativity, but it's true. And regardless, I've had so many people come up and tell me how they have been ignited by what I'm doing. And I'm like, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it. So I just want to share that message because I think there's somebody, and if that's you, let me know. I mean, privately or in the comments, but if you're feeling like I'm not a soul on fire because I just don't feel the fire, you can still be a soul on fire. It's a choice of action and of attitude and of what you're focusing on. And like we said, focusing on those little wins or the big wins, it doesn't matter. You still can be that soul on fire. So that's a little of what's been going on with me and what I'm doing. And 18 streams of income. I've checked off quite a few of them. I do have my audiobook out. The ebook has been out, obviously the paperback, the hard book. I also have a membership community. There's so many different things. And sometimes it sounds like, wow, you got a lot going on. But, and my dog opened the door, sorry. But in reality, I myself don't see it. So keep that in mind. You don't always see the impact you're making. You don't always see that all those streams of income, because we're going through the motions and we're focusing on doing the next thing. So I think that talks a lot about a really good book by a cool guy.
What
are we focusing on? Right. So that's a little bit about what I have had going on.
That's good. I love Elise's transparency. She resonates with what you're saying. To be authentic, I have felt lost since my launch, we have an answer for that. We've had live streams before with, tons of people on, and we've had small groups, but what I'll just share transparently since you were transparent. But I felt like for a long time, we needed to shift the community from Facebook to Circle. And I didn't know what the platform would become that we would choose, but I just know that we need a community that's dedicated to the people, and we are going to be able to do that with this new community, which I'm absolutely excited about. So Elise, I want to point you in a direction that if you feel lost, come on, lady, December 15th. Which is less than a week, I believe. I don't know. I'm not good at math. Remember, I forgot how old I was this week. Did you know about that, Renee? I really did.
I didn't, but I totally botched our numbers earlier. Don't go watch it. Just, it was really, really
okay. Funny. Well, listen, I'll share our numbers.
Do it.
I can share that. But I just want to encourage you, Elise and others, we have so much goodness coming. In fact, I'm going to give everyone a sneak peek tonight about what's in the Circle community. Because that's the place where you will not feel lost. That's the place where you can ask for help. It's tough in the tribe with the Facebook group because you can say, I need help. And all of a sudden that comment goes way down and you'll never find it. And it's not that people are being rude or mean. It's not a platform that's built for community. And so you don't see a lot of times what people are saying. Dana says she really likes Circle. So I'm going to share a couple things here. One is, let's go to our numbers. So let me know if you can see this, Renee.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah. So we have ignitingsouls.com, and let's refresh because numbers are being added all the time here. But right now we're at 26,757,918. And so, yeah, that's huge. And
we just did a huge jump. I mean, seriously, we were at, it was 735,650 before.
Wow.
So we just did a huge jump.
Good job, guys. So people are posting, and people will continue to post. This updates all the time. But again, people might say, well, what does it mean to have a soul ignited? It means that you sold a book. It means that you had someone hear you on your live event video watch, or someone comes to your speech, someone joins your coaching program. So you can see that we have 100 million goal by 2030. And when we launched this thing in May, we basically counted up until then, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that was a big number when people first started coming in, because it was several years. But I'm very excited about this. And then I encourage people to, you know, look around. There's a ton of support, ton of help here. But let's show everyone inside of Circle for a moment. How's that?
Yay.
That'd be cool. All right. So I'm going to go to Circle, and let's show people what's coming. Very cool. But you'll see here that this, it looks a lot like Facebook, but you don't have ads and surveys and notifications that you don't want. This whole thing is tricked out. And you'll see that as we do the drop-down arrows, there's all kinds of guidelines. Introduce yourself, general help. We have a beta test group going on, FAQs, conference, podcast, announcements, events. And the cool thing is you can shut off anything that you don't want to hear about. So free resources, vlog, interest groups. I heard that an interest group is starting around eLeap, Entrepreneur Leap. And so, you know, prayer requests, recommended tools. And then you go down here and we have the different programs. But check this out, Renee. I don't know if you saw this. Chapters, Columbus, okay. Dayton, Australia, you know, Canada, boom, 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 boom. All these chapters of people that are gathering, that are souls on fire, the mastermind. I mean, it is truly amazing. And this thing is going to, it hasn't even really started. It's starting over the next few weeks. So you've been in Circle. What do you think about it?
I love it. And when you said it's like Facebook, the good thing about that is that we're all familiar with it. It's so simple and easy to get in there and play around and to familiarize yourself, as well as, like you said, it's not bombarding
distracting.
You. Yeah. Yeah. It's not distracting, which is so helpful. And the searches are wonderful.
Privacy, security.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's huge. That's huge. As well as we know that as we're, we can actually set up the kinds of notifications we want. You hinted at part of that, but if you want it to email you, you can have it email you only certain notifications or only on Thursday. Or you also, there's an iPhone app. I actually have an Android. So that's coming. That's coming the first quarter.
Yes.
Next year. So just so much that we can do. It's customizable to where you, Carrie, and the team are able to really serve us in a way that you really weren't able to before. Not your fault, but this is amazing.
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, we can go, I want all email. I want push notifications. Mm-hmm. You can come down here and say, don't tell me about this. Tell me about this. I mean, it's almost like customizing your newsfeed. I mean, you basically can say, I want to be told if somebody tags me, you know, or I want to always hear about share your wins. It's truly an amazing user experience. And again, this is, we already have early access for some people. We're bringing all Author Academy Elite people over on the 15th. So there'll be about 1,500 people that can join on the 15th. And then on the 27th, more people are coming. So this is a group that has the potential to be thousands and thousands of like-minded people that I already see connections happening. People say, oh, you want to help teens? I want to help teens. Mm-hmm. Let's communicate. So this is very, this is going to be, in my opinion, you know, one of our highlights of 2022.
It's going to open up so many opportunities. And I want to put out there one, I'll say challenge, like something to encourage you that I would love for everyone to do. When you get your access into the Igniting Souls circle,
yeah,
go on your calendar and put a time of day where, you know, typically it would just be maybe wasting some time scrolling on Facebook, because a lot of us have started to do that over, I don't know, what, the last decade. So put in there a reminder to pop up on your phone or a calendar reminder to go into circle, because it's going to take us training ourselves to go in there, because we've been trained. We've been trained. And to, like, if you've watched The Social Dilemma and if you've read Unhackable and all that, you know, you've been trained to get sucked into the vortex of, unfortunately, a lot of negativity and distraction. Yeah. So we need to create a new neural pathway.
That's interesting. That, oh, I like this, to keep going.
We have to. So if we don't retrain to do this, then unfortunately it won't be anything. But Facebook wasn't anything before, right? So we need to go where it's important. And it's important for us to go and build community. We all want it. So we need to be intentional and make a way for that.
That's good. And we have some crazy, exciting economical incentives for people too that are coming. So, I mean, this isn't just like, hey, it's just community. It is, but there's also some ways where people can make some incredible income. Mm-hmm. And we're going to showcase people's different products and services. So it's truly fantastic. The team has been so amazing. A couple other things. You mentioned the 18 streams of income. Mm-hmm. First time ever, we're doing a course, a masterclass devoted to the 18 streams of income. Right now we have kind of an early access thing going on here, but it's ignitingsouls.com. And then here's the funny little initials. It's /TOTB. It stands for Think Outside the Book. I know you're part of that. I'm part of it. We have dozens of people part of it, but we're really only going to take 100 people through it. And this is going to start in January. But this is for the first time ever, me taking people through kind of the secret sauce, where we're going to talk about, hey, here's how you do the 18 streams of income. And even one little tool I got to share with people, I did share this the other day too. But one little example is that when people do courses, they forget, like, a very cool thing that I've kind of taught recently, which is the crown jewel. You remember me teaching about this the other day? I don't know if you heard me teach about this.
I did. Yes, absolutely.
I got to find where it is on my notes. It's somewhere around here.
At the Igniting Souls Professional Network.
Yes. Exactly. It has been a long week. So basically, with course, folks, which is one of the streams of income, you want to create what's called a crown jewel, because if your course doesn't include that, there's no transformation. Mm-hmm. And so that's just one teaching. But I've had a blast tonight, Renee. You have done a fantastic job. Let me look at my notes here, just to make sure we don't forget anything, because otherwise I'll get in trouble. So let's refresh our numbers one more time. Ricky, if you can upload any more numbers that have come in, and share that link again so that people can put in their numbers if they haven't yet. Ooh, you're right. Numbers have changed throughout this. So that's great.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in a moment. And then,
And by the way, that's where comparison is good, and you can use it to your benefit. Just saying.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And I like what you're saying about Dan's book. I have Dan's book around here, The Gap and the Gain. So you hold yours up. I'll hold mine up. Ooh. And Boom. And oh wait, let's take a picture. Let's take a picture because I'll show that to Dan. All right. 1, 2, 3. Awesome. Very cool. So we'll talk about that with Dan. But you know, the reason why I like this book is you're right. As entrepreneurs, we can keep saying, what's next? What's next?
Yep.
And we fail to celebrate. Here's what I realized, Renee. If you fail to celebrate, you won't attract good teammates.
That's so true.
Right? Because
they're working so hard. They're just going, and everyone's working, but yes. For what?
Yes. The flaw of high performers like Michael Phelps and Kobe Bryant and other people that have, you know, lived past, present, is that they overtrain. Mm. And you saw me in the Igniting Souls Professional Network the other day. I held up my sleep tracker. I mean, there's some accountability, right?
Yeah.
So we won't ask you to hold up yours, but I held up mine and it was like, you know, I'm winning in that area now and you can't
exactly. Lie to that.
And so, you know, folks, you can even celebrate the smallest things like, hey, I went to bed on time, or, hey, I ate healthier. Hey, I was able to take a walk today, or, hey, you saw the sunrise this morning. I saw it.
So pretty.
Yeah. So these are the things, folks, that where most of the world is saying, look at COVID, look at the economy, look at this, look at that. That is the seeds of thought that is producing fruit in their lives, which is negativity, fear, doubt, panic. Renee, myself, Ricky, Dana, Sarah, all the people here, Michelle, we're feeding our brains with the positive things. And it doesn't mean we're ignorant or we're like, you know, overly sappy, fake people, but we're just saying we can choose every day. I got to share this here. I'm looking at a piece of paper because a mark, you know, I never get the paper. Okay. I had asked my friend for a paper here, but you look and like already on the front cover, like people are angry and fists. You know, like, I mean, you know, that type of news, you know, I mean, it's all over the place, right? COVID, you know, China, blah, 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 blah. And it just feeds into the psyche. But I got this paper from my friend because of Mark's book and, you know, we're all happy for Mark, right?
Yes.
I got to take a picture for Mark. We got to show.
Oh, I have it too, but I think
you hold yours up. Oh, do you have it here?
I do.
You go get it. You go get it. I'll try to get it. We'll, and this is the beauty of the tribe, folks, is that you got to encourage each other. I mean, oh, you're good. Sweet. Sweet. So, I mean, this is the beauty of the tribe. Like, all right, 1, 2, smile. All right. Why are we doing this? Because you're not alone.
Yeah.
I want all of you realizing watching this, like, I've shared my story before. I've had book signings where no one showed, right? I've had, things that have flopped and I've had things that have like massively quote succeeded, but according to who? I mean, sometimes it's one life that you're changing. So I want everyone to, you know, stop measuring in Renee's book, you know, where you can just compare. And they say that comparison is, what did they say? The thief of joy.
Yeah. When it's used improperly, it is, but it can also be something that adds joy to our life when we compare to the right things. And and honestly, if you look at it, if you compare from where you've come, then you are comparing in the right way to use it to your benefit instead of your detriment. So just making sure that we're using comparison to give us joy and not take joy from us.
That's so good. That's right. If you're comparing yourself against your past self, everyone's crushing it. Everyone's crushing it. Renee, thanks for being here today. And folks, if you found value in this, share it, tag a friend, whether they're in the tribe or not, so that they can see it. Ricky or Michelle, tag Dan Sullivan. Let him know that we're you know, celebrating his book, Mark LaChance, other people. In fact, if you're an author, drop your book title. Let's just, you know, say, Dana, put your book title. You know, Elise, what were you going to say, Renee?
I just want to say for Elise, she's asking how she get back in. She's going to get an invite to Circle because she has been a part of Igniting Souls. So you are not out. You're going to get back in.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who's ever bought an Igniting Souls program, ever, even if it was 10 years ago, they're going to get an invitation by December 27th to get at least 1 year access into the community with tons of amazing content. And then other people who've never purchased a program will have this incredible, nearly free offer. When I say nearly free, I'm talking like you can't even go to McDonald's and get a fry. You know, like that's how inexpensive it's going to be. Not that you want to do that anyway. But Elise, you know, is dropping her book. Dana's being amazing and tagging all of her friends. Yeah, people are putting their book titles. Lily says, I'm still working on it. That's cool. If you're still working on your book, that's awesome. And again, thanks, everybody. What a great night. And next Igniteathon, I may wear a wig. Ooh. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, like Joel, you know, like you might have to wear one too. I don't know.
Green. Be green.
I have hair envy right now. All right. So take care, everybody. Make it a great holiday season and enjoy this next quarter, Igniting Souls. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.